You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Past and Present, Dr. J. Price looks at how a Kansan had a major influence in an unexpected part of the world.
A map of South America shows an island at the bottom of the continent. La Isla Grande de Tierra del Fuego faces the rough passage around the Horn and is divided in half. The east half belongs to Argentina, and the west is part of Chile. This island's division between the two countries is due in part to the efforts of a Kansas governor. Thomas Osborne became governor of Kansas in 1873, taking office at a time of prosperity. But by the following year, the economy had tanked, clouds of locusts ravaged the state, and Kansas was looking to newly arrived Mennonites to rebuild agriculture based on red wheat. By the middle of the decade, Osborne seemed destined to be a has-been in politics. Then, in the late 1870s, President Rutherford B. Hayes appointed the now ex-governor Osborne to become minister to Chile. Although Americans know Hayes for the end of Reconstruction, his administration was active in arbitrating boundary disputes in South America. Chile and Argentina both claimed the island of Tierra del Fuego. Minister Osborne, therefore, played a role in the negotiations. When the issues got settled in 1881, Argentina and Chile divided the island. That same year, Thomas Osborne gained a new role as minister to Brazil before ending his days back in Kansas. So next time you study a map of South America, remember that a governor from the Kansas prairies helped shape the national boundaries of a rugged, mountainous island at the bottom of the world. For KMUW, I'm Jay Price.